headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jeannie and Katie with your 8 a.m. headlines. In local news, parts of Brisbane have experienced flash floods overnight, with further showers expected this afternoon and evening. The northern Brisbane suburb of Warner received rainfall of up to 150 millimetres in particular areas. Brisbane itself received 50 to 70 millimetres across the city, according to senior meteorologist Phelim Hanafy. Flood warnings remain in place across Queensland, including a minor warning for the Burram River and a moderate warning for the Murray River in the White Bay region.
In international news, Donald Trump has announced a $100 billion investment from the Japanese firm SoftBank, which will be finalized during his upcoming second presidency. He pledged that the investment would generate 100,000 jobs, primarily in the artificial intelligence AI sector. The president-elect has a track record of making high-profile job announcements that do not always materialize as promised. During his first presidency, Trump announced a $10 billion investment plan by the Taiwanese electronics company Foxconn, which was expected to create 13,000 jobs in Wisconsin. However, the project was significantly scaled back, resulting in just over 1,000 jobs.
In national news, according to one of the nation's largest wildlife surveys, water bird populations in eastern Australia have dropped by 50% compared to 2023, owing to drier weather conditions. The Eastern Australian Water Bird Aerial Survey, conducted annually since 1983, is one of the world's longest-running bird counts and spans a vast geographical area. This year's survey recorded 231 birds, marking a significant decrease from the 579,641 counted in 2023.
In local news, victims of sexual assault are campaigning for character references for perpetrators to be banned. Following a 2017 Royal Commission into the institutional responses to child sexual abuse, SA survivors and founders of the Your Reference Ain't Relevant campaign, Harrison James and Jared Grice, will meet with Queensland's Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Deb Frecklington, early next year. The pair campaigning for the banishment of character references for SA perpetrators argue the practice re-traumatizes victims and minimizes their experiences.
Doctors have been urged to delay prescribing new patients with crucial hormone replacement therapy amidst a nationwide shortage. During the shortage, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has advised doctors to reconsider prescribing estrogen and combination estrogen progesterone patches to new patients. The attempt to preserve the medicine was met with criticism from the Australian Medical Association President Daniel McMullen, who argues this was not a long-term fix.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is expected to reach 13.4, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.